Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit sagt des Meila Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalad Dishun Mizbeach HaPanimi. Okay. Twice every single day, Shachris and Arvis. They were Makdav Ketoris on the Mizbeach Hazav in the Heichel. That's the inside Mizbeach. Every single day, they kind of shoveled up in a very delicate way. That's called to be medashen. The ashes on the inside mizbeach, and they put it outside, by the outside mizbeach, east of the ramp, going up to the outside mizbeach. Same place where they placed the trumas hadeshen that was taken from the mizbeach achitza. So zak the Mishnah. Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, the ashes that's left from the Ketoris, that they were makter on the Mizbeach HaZav, Shebeheichel. For that matter, V'haMenoira. Every morning they clean the Menoira from the ashes, and the leftover oil, and the wicks. Some hold that's the mitzvah of Tavas HaNeiros. Those ashes were also placed by the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the same place of the Trumas HaDeshen and in the same place where they took out the ashes from the Ketoris. In regard to these ashes, the halacha is Lo Nehenin, it's awesome and Rabbanon to have Hanah from it. But on the other hand, there is no mi'ila, because the mitzvahs were completed with them. But Nur explains, there are no further instructions in the Torah what to do with this. So once the mitzvah is completed, there is no mi'ila. But ha-magdish dishun batchila. We're not talking about someone that was magdish ashes. Ashes aren't his. You can't be magdish something that's not yours. But this is someone who promised to give to Hegdish the value of the ashes of the inside Mizbeach or of the Menorah. And he did so before they took out the Deshen to the Azara to put it down by the Mizbeach. In other words, he said, before they took it out, the value of that Deshen upon me, that's what I'm going to give to Hegdish. So here's an interesting halacha. Then the din is me'alimbay, that there's mi'ila on these ashes. Midrabanan. If someone's going to come now and have hanah from these ashes, before Bezin could figure out how much it's worth exactly, that would create a problem. Because Bezin has to figure out how much this is worth to know how much he has to pay. This man took from the ashes, now we don't know how much there was here to start with. So it would come out that he's mafsid Hegdish. Hegdish will lose because we can't make a proper evaluation. And that's the reason, midrabanan, they said, me'alambay, there would be mila here. That's how the Batanur explains it. Weiter says the Mishnah. Now, let's just remember, there are two types of birds that you could bring for Hegdish, for Karbonis. Toirin and Benayin. Literally, turtle doves and pigeons. What's the proper age? It's the opposite. The Toirin can only be brought as a carbon when they're older. And the Benayoina can only be brought as a carbon when they're young. Therefore, Zakta Mishnah, what is the halach if we have Toirin? Shaloi Hegiyaz Manon. They're not old enough yet to be a carbon. Or Benayoina Sha'avaz Manon. The Benayoina that are too old to be a carbon. Now, he was Magdish the Torah before the time. And he was Magdish the Bnei Yonah after the time. So he was never really Magdish at a time that it was good for a carbon. Therefore, the halach is loy nehenim v'loy me'alim. You're not allowed to have any hanor from it. But if he does, he's not chayiv me'ilah. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, Torim shalahigi azmanon. When it comes to the turtle doves that were too young, me'alim, there is me'ilah. Because eventually they're going to be good. U'bnei yoinah sha'ar azmanon. It's only the bnei yoinah that he was magdish them when they kind of expired, so to speak, in terms of bringing a carb. They're too old. They're not going to become young again. So over there says Reb Shimon, I'm moida, that loy nehen v'loy me'alun. That loch is inal rav anah, but there's no mi'ila. But with the Torah that are still potentially good, so there should be mi'ila even beforehand, but the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah as follows. The ashes from the inside Mizbeach, from the Ketores, as well as from the Menorah, when they cleaned out the Menorah, the ashes, what's left over the wicks, not supposed to have a gnaw from it, but there is no Me'il. If someone is Magdish, the value of the ashes, that means to say, he says, whatever the ashes are worth, as they're about to be taken out, that's how much I give to Hegdish. And we didn't have a chance to assess its value yet. And someone else comes along and uses it. So we say there's Mi'ila, it's Mi'ila Medrabanan. And Chazal instituted this Mi'ila because this person caused damage to Hegdish. Now that we're missing some of the ashes, we don't know how to assess the value. That's how the Batanur learns Pshat. There are other Pshatim, but that's how the Batanur learns Pshat. Then we learned as follows. In regard to the two types of birds that could be brought for Karbanas. The Torah have to reach a certain age. Before that, they're not good. The Bnei Yoinah, once they reach a certain age, become not good. They're only good as babies. And he was Magdish them at a time that neither of them was good. The Torah before their time. And the Bnei Yoinah after their time. So the din is, loy nehenim v'loy me'alim. Not supposed to have enough from it, but there's no me'ilah. Reb Shimon says, no, in regard to the Torah that are still going to become good, there is me'ilah. In regard to the Bnei Yoinah, where it's too late, they're too old, there's no me'ilah. Although you're not supposed to have enough, the Batanura told us that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. The Batanura says, even though a behema, if you're magdish a behema before its time, and you're makrev it afterwards, so there maybe there is mila, but you can't compare that to the birds. You see, a behema, says the Batanura, that has kedusha even when it's a balas mum. Even when a behemah is a balas mum, you have to redeem it. You can't just take it. So memela, we see that the nature of the halachis by a behemah is, even if it's not fit for a carbon, it still has kiddush. So we're going to say also it has kiddush, although it's too young. But by oifas, you don't have that. Because a mum doesn't passel oifas. There's no pidyon by oifas. There's no redeeming them. It's only by a behemah. So we don't have a case by oifos to learn from there that if it's not fit for a carbon, it still has kiddushah.